Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, Jesus, Our Substitute, was written by Marvin Williams. A wealthy 21-year-old was drag racing with his friends when he struck and killed a pedestrian. Although the young man received a 3-year prison sentence, some believed that the man who appeared in court and who subsequently served a prison sentence was a hired surrogate for the driver who committed the crime. This type of thing has been known to occur in some countries where people hire body doubles to avoid paying for their crimes. This may sound scandalous and outrageous, but more than 2,000 years ago, Jesus became our substitute and suffered once for our sins, the righteous for the unrighteous. As God's sinless sacrifice, Christ suffered and died once and for all who believe in him. He took the penalty for all our sins in his own body on the cross. Unlike a person today who chooses to be a substitute for a criminal to get some cash, Christ's substitutionary death on the cross provided hope for us as he freely, willingly gave his life for us. He did so to bridge the chasm between us and God. May we rejoice and find comfort and confidence in this profound truth. Only by the substitutionary death of Jesus can we, sinners in need, have a relationship with and complete spiritual access to our loving God. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. For it is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for so willingly giving yourself up to bear the consequences of sin and bridging the divide that stood between us and God. Help us to remain open to how you're working in us to mold us into people that embody your self-sacrificial love to the world. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen Tabor, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.